Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
All right, somber Monday here on my Block Podcast. Packers Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Wall. Thanks for watching. If you're enjoying, please subscribe and review on our YouTube channel, Process to Perform. You can check out the audio version of this podcast, sans video, on the Believe Network, anywhere you get your podcasts. Follow me, Mike Wall 68 on Twitter, or X, Process to Perform on Instagram. Show is always sponsored by Bet Online. With NFL playoffs and the NBA season in full swing, BetOnline has you covered with all the up-to-second odds, news, and scores. With additional odds, lines, trends, and information on both desktop and mobile, you can access the world's best wagering information anytime. So head there today to get into the action and see all the updated odds. Remember to use your promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-A-V, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. And the game ended here in San Fran. The Packers run ends in San Francisco, eliminated by the Niners. 24-21. And I have to say, early on, I think before the game started, or maybe the day before, I said, I think the Packers are going to need 28 points. And I don't know why. It just felt like, you know, I think it was a 10-point spread, 30-20 game, 50-point over and under. I'm thinking 30 sounds a little bit high with the rain. It just felt like the Packers are going to have to get four touchdowns. And the hard part is these guys played well. A lot of guys played really well, really, really well. But details matter. Again, that's the big takeaway for this game. I mean, there's a couple of takeaways. The theme is the details matter when you're playing the elite teams. And we got gifted Deebo Samuel's injury early, I think. You know, from the three-game stretch they had during the season, I know they lost Trent Williams during that time too, but when you lose a Deebo Samuel in that offense, I said it, you know, the unicorns in that offense really are Juszczyk and George Kittle. But you think about, I suppose you could enter, you know, insert player here, and I know they brought in Jennings, and at one point they had him trying to play running back. Didn't go so well. He ended up having a decent game, but it's not Deebo Samuel, and it certainly hamstrings what they're able to do. It felt like the weather affected the Niners, their footing, maybe the ball control of Purdy, maybe a little bit more. It certainly affected their footing. Jordan Love, he looked the part. You're 21 for 34, 194 yards, two touchdowns. Unfortunately, two costly picks in the second half, both to Kinlaw, who's just guy's a phenomenal football player. Although the way that he ended that game, you're just going, oh man, he's going to fumble this football. You just run out of chances against good football teams. You got two picks. I think you look at the two and you go, okay, you could maybe overtake that. But we did talk about that earlier. The Niners are plus 10 in picks, so now they're plus 12 in the turnover ratio. And now the Packers are under even. They're minus 2 for the year. You can't have mistakes in big games. Packers dropped that pick six with Savage. I think that was like the fourth play of the game. And it, like the thing that it, you know, coaches and players always say, well, it doesn't come down to the last play. And it certainly doesn't. It doesn't come down to the last interception, because you look at that first play. And what I think is an underrated thing about football or any sport is the game is completely different if it's 10-0 early in the rain, Debo gets hurt. Like, the game is completely different if he goes pick six right there. The way that both teams have to approach. Now, maybe Shanahan doesn't change, but being down and Debo and the rain, like, it does do something. And again, that's not to ascribe blame anywhere. It's just the reality of the situation. You know, when you're down, when the score as dictates the way that a lot of these coaches approach football. You could say that I don't think Nixon's potential pick was, if that was a much harder play, that was certainly possible there. But you think about, like, Christian McCaffrey, like, he broke the long run. What was his long? I think his long was like 36 yards. Let me get it. Yeah, 39 yards. But, you know, really, he's 17 for 98 with a 39-yarder. So offensive line got – we handled him. I mean, the defensive line's got to come out of this feeling pretty good about themselves, honestly. And we talked about it before. That wasn't – I didn't think that was a strength of their team. I think that the Trent Williams, Juszczyk, Kittle is the strength of their team. But, you know, you could certainly – I think you could look at some guys on that offensive line that you could dominate. I right guard, right tackle in particular, I think they did a really good job of that from the Green Bay standpoint. That long touchdown run was really the first time that everybody on the offense or the defensive line and linebacker group got blocked, single blocked the entire game, you know. And why? Cause they weren't ready for the snap. Like, they literally weren't set. They were still making calls, still getting comfortable in their stances. And so it's like the detail, getting your damn stance, be ready. That's it. Those things happen during the course of a game, but sometimes inopportune times, situational, against elite teams, like, McCaffrey makes you pay. They just had the long play from Kittle, right? Everyone's getting set. Niners are still getting set. Everything's happening. Bang. McCaffrey downfield, breaks the tackles. Everyone's blaming Savage. Dude, Savage didn't have to make that play. Now, can you make the play in you know, 10 yards deep in the hole? Yeah, of course, but let's be real honest. Christian McCaffrey's the best runner in football. That's not just an easy play to make. Like, he's shifty. He's powerful. He's going to run through an arm tackle. I'm not going to sit here and tell you, like, Savage can't make that tackle. I'm going to tell you that McCaffrey's going to win a lot of those. Like, that's just on a wet field. That's just a tough situation. You don't want to put your safety in that position, quite frankly. Other main theme of the day is the Packer core guys just showed up. You know, the Packer core, the core players on this team showed up in Santa Clara. Aaron Jones, 18 for 108, probably should have gotten, you know, key to the game was 20 carries, 100 plus yards. He got his 100 plus yards. He did 20. Certainly, towards the end of the game, you're thinking you have a couple minutes left. You have timeouts. Take the middle of the field. Like, you don't need to go in, you know, sideline. You don't need just run your offense. You have time. That guy. I don't think you could have given that guy the ball enough. I know he had a long run as well, but you look at the totality of the impact Aaron Jones had on that football game. There were a lot of runs, and we'll show a lot of them on tape, where that's just a guy playing at a higher level than everybody else. And I don't know what's going to happen this offseason, but I certainly hope that he comes back. Hope they give him some more money because he deserves it. Absolutely undeniable early on. I just talked about the defensive line. They outplayed the Niners up front. They put good pressure on Purdy. We talked about collapsing the pocket. They did a really good job of that. They contained McCaffrey for the most part, save for that long touchdown run, which I know – that's easy for me to say, but, you know, if he goes 18 for 60, you're feeling pretty good about this. You have to like the direction this defense has gone the last couple of weeks. And I think that obviously one of the conversations is going to be had is, well, you're going to keep Joe Barry. And I think the answer is, I think the answer should be no, quite frankly. Not for any other reason than you have to look at the body of work, and what you don't want to do is say, like, oh, we have some momentum. Like, I think, quite frankly, if you look at the development of that defensive line, if you look at the Cowboys had the worst game plan in the history of game plans. You don't know what the Niners are going to look like with Debo. They did score 21 or 24 points. If they score two more touchdowns, do you feel good about it? Is Debo a two touchdown kind of guy? Is he a 10 point kind of guy? I don't know if the situations are different. You know, I really like the way they've been playing. I think that if you saw a change there, I don't think anybody would be, I wouldn't be surprised. I'm not calling for anybody's job. I don't do that, but I wouldn't be surprised. Keyshawn Nixon shows why the best returner in the game. Here's the thing that I like. The offensive line, I'm not going to say they won their matchup. Because if you watch tape, like that's the best defensive line in football. It's tough to say there's a defensive line as good as that one. They're so deep. And there's a lot of battles on the line where you're just going, Aaron Jones, man, you are so good because there's nothing there or there shouldn't be. And the speed he's getting to the edge and the angle that he has to take on what grass to get the turn, man, so, so special. But they battled. And you're not going to win. You're not going to have the same results with a non-Aaron Jones running back in the game, I think, with some of those runs. But you have to give credit where credit's due, and they battled. And for the most part, they gave Jordan Love a lot of time to protect. I think the biggest takeaway from this game, though, is that the future is bright in Wisconsin. You know, divisional round's a big stage. Obviously playing the number one seed, but going through the number two seed to get to the number one, the team was up for this game. Like, I'll argue that they outplayed the Niners for most of this game. I put it on social media before. Like, I honestly thought the upset was in the cards. They needed 28 points. You start looking at the matchups. Like on game day, I start really thinking about, okay, what are the scenarios and what could happen? And you win your one-on-ones up front with the defensive line. You just look at the way that, you know, our guys have been pass setting, the help they've been getting on the edges. As far as giving Jordan Love enough time, the timing of our routes, the way that he's been able to buy a couple extra seconds and create space for himself. So those deeper developing routes, which did pop up, happen. You know, at the end of this, it's like you got a couple bad bounces. The pick at the end is very unfortunate, clearly. And you got to step up and make a couple of those picks. You got to get a couple stops, and you know, maybe there's a couple tackles in the game, particularly one I think with Kittle where they left. I think that was Nixon in a really, really bad spot on a crossing route. We'll show that you know, this just can't happen. But I think you spent about 2 days mulling this one over. In fact, I think after everybody watched the show, you know, they send it to your friends and then make sure that you don't even think about this game again, because I think the future's bright. They got a lot of good things going. I think you will see some changes there in the off season. Obviously, there's some things that be done with free agency and who you can bring in and what pieces you need to fill. But you know, really, really good football team in development there in Green Bay. Let's watch some tape. All right. Offense, here we go. First play of the game, you're just going, okay, there's opportunities, and this is what I'm talking about. First play, this is a gimme, right? And so you see, like, okay, Jordan, you got a little bit of the shakes here. This is an easy one. You got a great block from Wicks. I'll just say it. Everyone said it. The job that they did on the edges from a blocking standpoint was fantastic. I think they got, you know, you're obviously motivated playing against the Niners and, you know, those, the way those guys block, I think, for one. For two, like, it took some huge cojones to drop that game plan. Basically just saying, we know that their defensive ends don't care about anything but getting upfield. So we're going to go ahead. They're going to get in that huge racehorse, long 3-point stance, and we're going to down block you. And we're going to make it work, and we're going to make sure Aaron Jones gets around. But big chance here. I mean, he's got a ton of real estate, man. First play of the game could have been a 20-yarder. That's how it goes. Aaron Jones, absolute workhorse. So you see here, we make an initial mistake on who we're supposed to block. And you got guys going outside. You got to fan this out, block the alley player instead of double teaming the backer. But Aaron makes it work, makes a guy miss, makes a guy slip and fall. And then he slow man fat falls for 7 yards. You know, you just go like, this is gonna be one of those days. And see, we don't miss these blocks, but we don't get either of these blocks. Both those guys, whatever you want to call it, but like Aaron, this is a does not matter play with Aaron Jones. And that's just, he's just playing at a different speed. It's really phenomenal. You look here, hard, that's Kinlaw, huge stagger stance, Really, really. I show that because, like, you're really coming off the ball downhill. And I thought this was a phenomenal job right here with that stagger, knowing that he's rocking inside of Myers. Just doing a great job of setting the table there, moving him off the spot. You know, you take that huge stance. That's a little tell that I'm sure they picked up in tape. You make a call, and all of a sudden you're in the proper footwork. And it's all about, you know, they turn that into a big fan there. That's really Myers is the point of attack. It's a phenomenal job. Now we got Dontayvion Wicks. I'm talking about it. Look, he just gets in the way. He barely misses Zach Tom here, but he's 5 yards deep, man. And what I'm saying that for is, like, good for you for blocking it. And we can all say great job and everything. But the only people that have an idea what I'm talking about are running backs right now. Do you have any idea how hard it is to make the turn that Aaron Jones has in wet grass right now? Like, you have any idea how hard that turn is at full speed? Like, that is so ridiculous. What you got to love about this young quarterback, he's taking a shot. So what happens here? They go from a two high, okay? And then they back up to the side of the single. So they go down to a bunch trips, look on the right. Like, the off safety goes up, and then at the snap, he comes down, and they try to switch safeties. Now, they make a mistake, and we got guys open all over the field. But what you love is Jordan Love's like, dude, I'm giving my guy a chance, okay? I saw that safety drop into the hole. He's going to try to rob the middle. Chance, I think we got the PI on this one. Now, this is something you talk about, areas of opportunity. I'll show you a couple plays in a row here where we just got to get a little bit cleaner with our routes. So Dobbs is going to run the shake here at the top. And he just is a little bit squirrely with this. And they're just sitting on this route, right? Right there. It's just not, can't explode out of his break. So he's a little bit slow. Pass break up in the end zone. That's not a Jordan Love throw. That's just, you need a little bit better route. We followed up with Christian Watson. And I just, quite frankly, don't know if this is where, you know, we had a guy, Corey Bradford. I'm not going to compare the two, but when Corey showed up, dude, he was so fast, and it kind of turned in. His career, he kind of became a one trick pony, because it was like, you're going to send him on these routes. And I don't know that he ever became the receiver that maybe he could have been from a talent standpoint, because it was always like, oh, he's the fast guy. We're going to put him on the go route. Like, we're going to put him in with Kevin Berry. And if they doubled him, or if they put a single high, or they went eight in the box, we just throw it to Corey and say, you know, one-on-one, you're going to get a penalty, you'll catch a ball. Christian's just not a great route runner yet. I mean, and maybe he is for some routes, but, like, he doesn't have a route tree. And this route here, you know, when you're fast, be fast. You don't need to slow fast. When you're fast, be fast. And you don't need to dip or do it. The guy's already got outside leverage. You're not chasing his leverage because he's too far away. Like, he's not interested in your little outstep. We just need you to go fast. And they're sitting on that. And the only way you beat it is you beat it with speed. And so anything that slows you down hurts you. Now, they get a PI on this, but he gets a PI because he read his mail. All right, so we just got to keep working on improving our route discipline. We've been running this route where you end up with a sail 7, and he's usually running it all the way down to the hash. Now, he's the outside guy, so they just run it inside the outside of the top of the numbers. Again, the Niners had some real issues with footwork. With their cleats. I don't like seeing that running out of bounds, man. Amon Green's rolling over right now and really upset about that. I love this play. I don't think this is a physical sport. And I don't know if he got poked in the eye or whatnot, but he took the worst of that shot. And there's a couple plays in this game where, Tucker may, looked like he wasn't 100% after a couple of these hits. Now, Christian, now what I like about this one is it's not obvious because he has his left foot up. He hasn't changed his stance. You see, like, Chase Young has no idea what's going on. Just no clue. Great run by Jones. Great job. Great block by Watson. Now they run the over-the-top motion. And by running the over-the-top motion, go back here. So they're in a 2x2. They bring the guy over the top, and that brings Greenlaw, who I have circled on the right red circle, has to check him. And we're passing off the crossing route at the top. You see where they're shouting to pass this off, but you can't pass it off to Greenlaw because he sees the orbit. And so there's this huge spot. It's such a great play design. You know, at the snap of the ball, bring in the guy all the way around the backside of the quarterback into the flat that way really creates that issue for the play side linebacker. Phenomenal play design. Play speed's just different with this guy. I mean, one, really, Bosa's never has a chance to get him. Look at the violence. Look at the violence. This is what I'm kind of talking about with 63 and Bosa here. Look at the violence these guys are trying to play with. And it's just violent. This is a nice violent sport. 20 gets beat outside. You know, doesn't get knocked down. God, he's such a high level player. You know, God, I wish we could wrap him in my still next season. By time for deep developers. This is what Jordan, though, we talked about this as far as whether they were going to spy, like how you have to deal with him. And the plan was not to spy him, to get pressure on. He just does a great job here of escaping. Really throwing an awkward platform, a great ball. I'll show this one more time. So two things here. One, great pickup by Rashid Walker trying to just sitting on the bull. And then two, the back taking up Fred Warner. And look, that's a bad angle. But like look at Rashid Walker on Bosa here on the inside move. Just flatten him down so big time. And then we got the pickup and just gives him space. Really, Rashid Walker makes that play, though, with that great flat pickup of Bosa. Now we got the under center play action. And so this is a great job of getting rid of the ball and the check down to Tucker Kraft. For me, you watch the next couple of plays, though, and like Tucker didn't look the same. And, you know, this is like hammer meet nail, man, like Fred Warner. Nope. I mean, you don't see a guy that's as big as that tight end get hit and just crumble. Like he got hit. So now we got Chase Young out here. And again, I love this play because we saw this actually with the Lions game later. They were just, you know, I couldn't get over how good Penei Sewell was at doing this. I think this is a pretty standard play in the National Football League now, but you got to love it. You just take the defensive end out of it completely. But down here, you're looking at this like, I don't know where Tucker's going. He just runs right by him. And the angle, like just the way that you're taught to do that, nothing seems right about that play. It makes you wonder and hope that, you know, obviously everything's good. This is the best call in football now, and this kind of sucks. Like, he's definitely a PI, one. But it kind of sucks because it almost is turned into this, and you just wonder what the DB's thinking here. But you're good for once a game chucking the ball downfield and getting a call. It's almost written into the script now, I think, like the first 15. Like, chuck it down. And Bo Melton does such a good job. Like, you know, he wins. He's in position, deserves the call. Just makes you wonder, especially with the shell defense that they were playing there. So you got to love this play. So this play showed up against Baltimore 3 weeks prior. This play was open, but Lamar threw it to Odell Beckham on the hitch. And two guys, they had trips out there. Two guys released, and both were, I mean, wide open. And they just blew it. You see, because they're such an aggressive team, they want to rally and make that tackle. And you see the safety. You take advantage of the aggression. The safety slips here, but like everybody can just do vector math here. Like one guy's going full speed towards the end zone. The other guy's running the wrong direction. Like we're making this play regardless. Great play call. Great throw and catch. Great weight. Great job of getting your feet in. Like you love when you see something on tape and you're like, earmark that. It didn't work for that team, but it's going to work for our team. Earmarked it, called it, perfect situation, great aggression. One for the good guys. Got a 2x2 go motion out here. And this is just, I thought this was phenomenal timing. What I mean by that is Jordan's holding on to this ball, and he wants this linebacker, Fred Warner, to sit on the curl, that little stick on the 15. He needs to feel that. He needs to feel like you're going to get the ball there. He wins with his eyes and just throws it right behind him, right? And just in this little pocket, it's really critical that you see this too from a wide receiver standpoint. The wide receiver has to come back to the ball here. If the wide receiver stays flat, keeps drifting, pick, knockout shot, like hospital ball, right? He comes back to the ball because of that, cleanly makes the play at the five. And then honestly, this is a ridiculously difficult throw. And so everybody knows you can pick on the line of scrimmage so he can stand there without getting a call. But look at that angle that Jordan's got to put this ball on Tucker Kraft. I mean, that is a really, really tough throw. I know he says that, Mike, it was a 2-yard throw. Yeah, dude, that is a tough throw. There's an outstretched arm there. Ugh. Phenomenal. You love this play. So Warner, the way that they line up, you know you're in man. And then you got this bunch look out here. So basically you can run a triple slant and run your running back out to the edge because you already know you're in man. There's no way Fred Warner's getting around all that. As fast as he is, there's just no way. It's fantastic. This is the part of the game. Now you're getting into the later half. Close score. It's raining outside. Niners fans are going nuts. Stay calm. Stay calm. You got time. You leave. You got your shoulder pads turned to the line of scrimmage. Everything good here. Don't throw the ball over the other side. And if you do, throw it to the guy in the 50 because he's open. Right? These are those plays where you just go, you know, when you start going, oh, what about? There's enough of what of these two. It's the way the game is played. This is great. So they're late on rotation here. Talk about Aaron Jones' long run. And the Niners, we talked about it before. They love to disguise and switch coverages. They love to rock safeties. They love to go from two high to one high. They love to go. We showed earlier where he took the shot where they showed two, they backed up, and then they rotated down and tried to play just a cover three with a lurk in the middle. Or cover one with a lurk in the middle. And what did they do? They threw the go route. Well, now they try to rotate safeties down, and he's late. He's late to his alley. So now you got a full head of steam, Aaron Jones. Great blocks. Dontavian Wicks right here gets absolutely railroaded by Chase Young. But that's part of the job, baby. And you did a great job getting in that guy's way enough that he runs right by Aaron. And now 31 cannot make this play. I mean, he's just launched. He had to launch. Because when you get the running back going down, shoulder pad square to the line of scrimmage, that alley tackle, it's just like you're going to see with McCaffrey. Like, it's not easy, guys. Christian Watson's running, get there. Okay. Now, great run. By the way, see Josh Myers all the way down there running up. Now, listen, I appreciate football. This guy's ridiculous. So we showed this play last week against the Dallas Cowboys, and they don't block the linebacker. You remember it's 33 for those who watch. Here, the same thing. They're going to push to 2. They're going to push to 54. They're going to leave 57 alone. Why? Because there's no way he should be able to make this play. He's going to make the play. I mean, that's fast. And that's Aaron Jones. That's Aaron Jones' play speed. That's fast. We got trips down at the bottom, empty set, 3x2. Now, you know, the one thing on this pick, I thought, as I watched this again, is like, why is Christian Watson running over there on a scramble drill? If you're going away, you come back. If you're going short, you go deep, you go deep, you go short. If you're going away, you come back. If you're going back, you go away. Come back. This is one of those, I think he come back. Not that it's his fault at all. Just something to think about next time when you guys are watching tape. Tough play. One. He should be a running back. Two. I mean, had a chance. They look good defensively. Let's check this out. I mean, Debo's a big piece of the puzzle. You'll notice that Trent Williams is out here double team with on Isaiah McDuffie. Doesn't work out good for McDuffie, but nothing ever does when you're blocking that guy or getting blocked by that guy. But I think the Debo puzzle piece was such a huge loss for these guys. And big games come down to moments. And we've seen, I think everyone's seen this now. And listen, what you got to say is he's trying to look off because they go single safety. So he tries to look, Savage does a good job of reading this play. I mean, I think that's what's the heartbreaking part. It's like, you could tell like Purdy's trying to look him off right now because he knows that we're matched up single right here. So he knows he's only got one safety to offer. And he's Savage should be, in his mind, should be coming over the hash mark. So he looks, pumps and just lets it go. He's an anticipation throw guy. And Savage never moved. So, I mean, that's taking the tape and applying it to the game plan, and you love it. I mean, there's no better feeling as a coach, as a player, of like you saw something on tape and you see it the exact same way on the field. It plays out. You get this pick. You get a touchdown. You get a block, whatever. Spring a big run. So you see it. You had it, and had it. It's a big play. Get Purdy off the spot. And how do you get him off the spot? You disrupt the timing of the throw. Nobody's open. Nobody's open. Over here, he can't throw this curl because we got a linebacker sitting in the middle. Then you end up getting Preston Smith appreciation post. The big thing is here, you know, I think when you look at this defensive line, I think it's Devontae Wyatt, they're winning against this right side of the offensive line a lot. They're winning a lot. All day. Now, Vondre Campbell here, great job against Juszczyk. And we talked about this is the other way we could go five down and make sure we got man-to-man blocking, right? We can stay in nickel. Right. And now add and go six down here. Well, this isn't nickel. Excuse me, this is base. My bad. But switch up the look. So we got man on man blocking. Put Devondre at the line of scrimmage. He does a great job here because he knows he has outside help. Ends up making the play. Another orbit motion look. These hash throws, big time. They wanted to live there. You know, they made a couple plays in there. He's just got such a good – Purdy's just got such a good feeling, I think, for throwing into these spots. When you look at this again, we're showing two. They got a drive. And, like, these throws, there's a lot of these. There's a couple in this game where he's got to throw it over that second-level defender to get into that spot, man. That's really tough. He has to throw over Nixon there. You look at this play here on the defensive line again on the double. Nope, no problem, but not good enough. You know, McCaffrey gets free for another couple yards. Now, this is – it's just technique. And we're talking about Savage. There's two things going on here. One, so Savage, it's a blitz. So Savage is sitting here thinking, like, they got to cut this off, and I'm going to sit on it. So you see that straight-legged look is not good against George Kittle. The second thing is Purdy's got the safety on the backside, right? He drives, I think it's Owens. He drives on Ayuk, and because he didn't stay back, and he drove on that because he thought it was the route because, you know, you have rush and you have coverage, and if they don't mesh up, but we got problems. So the rush didn't get there. He buys time. We exit out to the right. We didn't do a good job of holding our lane. He exits out. Safety jumps the first one, trying to take it away. And inevitably, yeah, not really. I mean, he could have thrown it to either. Savage is getting ate up, you know, backside guy's open too. guys are open. Like when you take chances and it doesn't work out, like they're going to be, they're people running free because one-on-one defending in the National Football League, covering every bit of grass is like, it's an impossible task. Pressing against Trent, right? Watch this, snap your hips, just snaps them, stops them cold. And because really, you know, Quay comes downhill, doesn't like do a good job getting, but you know, when he gets in 65's way enough and holds that point at the line of scrimmage, not like 4 yards back, but because he's being downhill aggressive, it doesn't make it obvious. You got Campbell coming through the other side, so McCaffrey feels like he has to bounce. And dude, Preston just rolls his hips into the, you know, the strongest guy on the field, stops him, ends up making him bounce some more. Campbell lines up. Another great job by Preston. Basic show up in big plays. Quay's got leverage tackle here because you have outside help, all right? You take him down the middle, you take him near hip, okay? What he ends up doing is going high side. And he has an incorrect angle. He lets him go back inside field. So he tries to tackle. Instead of tackling right shoulder to right hip, he tries to tackle left shoulder to left hip. Ends up getting beat for another couple of yards. And these don't seem like a big deal, but that's a first down. We did all this sequentially this time, guys. So a lot of the times I'll try to put these in like some sort of grouping, but I put them all sequentially here. We talked about this before, like Shanahan's just subtle smart. Like, see this whole space in between. Now, this tells you a couple things. Like, one, this tells you that they're running to this side. And two, it tells you for sure that he's not going backside, but you just got to appreciate how they think about things. Having said that, so they're running like one of my favorite plays, but look at what happens on the backside of this play with the hustle. So, first of all, we force the cutback. You've got everybody at the line of scrimmage. Rashawn Gary wins upfield. So everything what you want. The only person that the running back has to beat is the backside and does a great job of running down and making the play. We saw that from Kenny all day. Absolutely big time. Answering the call, Jair Alexander. I keep bringing his name up, man, because I just, in my opinion, the last couple games ever since that suspension, the dude has just been that guy that you just always want him to be. I mean, he's been boisterous. He's been physical. He's been arrogant with his play. He's just been top shelf. Fights through two guys. Doesn't make the play here, but really does make the play as far as you know, blowing the play up by defeating two blocks. Now some other guys got to make some tackles, but I just love the effort, man. It's like, you know, you start talking about big cap numbers and all. You know, I hope that bump in the road really kind of crystallize what was important because he's a great player. Now, I talked about this before. If you take one thing away from the year, it's that Quay Walker plays better downhill than when he's just a read and sit and wait player. So Quay comes down here right now, and basically they got a slip call between 71 and 65 onto Kenny. Sorry, 71 and 85. So basically are their two best blockers. Are blocking Kenny. But because Quay comes downhill here and forces Trent off, Kenny now splits, makes the play in the backfield, tackle for loss. Quay finishes up with Owens. That's a fantastic job. And that happens because Kenny does such a good job penetrating, but that also happens because, like, I've seen Trent Williams. I don't care how good a job Kenny puts his head in there and just runs straight forward. Trent's going to get around and cover that guy up. But because Quay decides to play that downhill and force the single block is the key. Because now you have leverage. Fantastic job. Both guys. Gary's pressure. So he starts off the third quarter, and he's not on the field. So Lucas Van Ness comes out, and it's like, it's one of those things where you're going, okay, you're on the 25, you want field position. Why are your best players not in the game to start the half? Like, are you tired from halftime? But he comes into third down, and this, again, there's a larger conversation about his injuries and health or what his, you know, his ambitions are, because coming in on third down to be a rusher now, it doesn't feel like that's going to work. I know he played a lot more snaps this game, though. He comes down and kind of saves the day with this pressure. Takes that inside stab. And he's got a guy, I'm talking Purdy's got a guy wide open. Kittle's got, I think that Savage beat so bad. But throws it the other way, looks it off, doesn't get it because of the pressure from Gary. Big play averted. Sometimes it's surprising. I don't know if I'm giving like Savage's beat now. Great job though. Great job by Gary getting pressure on, making him feel, making the collapse that process, collapsing that pocket. This seems unlikely to succeed. What am I saying? So they're going to drop Owens down to Rob. Okay. And now they switch off the crosser, but like you can't tell a guy who's standing, not flat footed, but is not running to tell, to say, hey, go take their best tight end in the league. Hey, go catch up to him right now. And we're going to switch this off. And that's exactly what they do. And so Owens is like, oh, okay. And it's like, well, you got to make the tackle here, but that's a tough play. It's a first down for sure. It, ends up being another 20 yards. Jair has, I don't know. I'm just one of those guys. Like if you just ran for 30 yards, I'm not talking trash, but this is what happens. This is the next play of the game. Good teams create momentum, and the San Francisco 49ers, like they're not sure where to line up, blah, 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 blah. Everyone's not really ready. And all of a sudden it's out the gate with maybe a block in the back. A tough call to get, obviously. Let's watch this in real time here. So these guys just aren't quite ready. They're trying to figure things out because if that's Kittle, or Juszczyk, and then 89 is like, well, where do I go? They're having a hard time. So they're not really ready to go. They're not set and settled. Ball snapped. And this is the first time that everybody gets blocked. I mean, this is the first time the entire game that everybody just gets blocked. And everyone's on Savage's ass and like, I get it. But come on, guys. Like 23 is running downhill. And we talked about before, the exact same thing happens with Aaron Jones later in the game. Like this is you'd love him to close space. And I'm not saying he shouldn't make the play. I'm not giving him a pass. I'm just telling you in the running back room, McCaffrey, nobody's surprised that he made that person miss. And that could be anybody. Block in the back, tough call to get. Gotta have it play. You got trips to the bottom. McCaffrey's out to the left of the quarterback. You got Ayuk up top. You get a slip from the tight end, so he's low. He drops. I think he touches the ball, but man, that turns into a red zone pick. And Kenny beating a guy again. And then we got the up and under from Rashawn. I'll show you the up and under from Rashawn as well. So Kenny beats his guy. So now we got the bull. And like, here's what I think about Rashawn, right? So Rashawn two-hand bull rushes this guy right down the barrel. And look at his body posture. I'm talking about the tackle. Like, he's done. He's literally standing straight up. He's like just trying to brace himself. Like, the game's over. Whether the ball gets turned over or not, he's lost, okay? That's what you want to see more of. Just get him on his heels and then react to what you see. Ends up getting the sack or I don't know if that's a sack or a short gain. Brown finishing up. I love this by Owens, man. Shoot your shot. You got against great players, man. You can't be hesitating. You got to just go for it. Ends up taking the gap. Kittle's doing a good job right there at Lucas Van Ness getting vertical, by the way. Like, that's a big time block. Lucas Van Ness, he needs to be able to close that down a little bit better. But great job by great job by Owens. How does this play even happen? I mean, if you can see that, if I zoomed in, you got a guy jumping up over, and he somehow drops this, and it's not a duck. It's not a hard thrown ball. I don't know. He just drops it between the hash mark throws, kill us. I mean, that's tough. Two in the backfield so he can chip out. We get lucky here in that we got a fallen man. Great job hustling to get back. And then Purdy just throws a bad ball. I thought Purdy had a hard time with the ball than Love. Love did have the two picks. I don't think it was because of the rain. I thought this was a sign, man. This is like, best guy in the league. Takes a check down right in the chest and drops it. And this is on the game-winning drive here. And then you talk about the margin of victory being razor thin and how close you are to victory, right? We're in an advantageous situation right now. And you watch this throw. I mean, you're that close. Arm extended, draped, third down, and he just makes a phenomenal throw. I mean, phenomenal throw, and I mean, probably even better catch, right? So they throw the deep out. He's got time now. We know he can make that throw. You got trips left. You bang out with Kittle to the flat. He comes back in. We break a tackle for 10. That's probably a huge play, but this is where you get beat, and this sucks. I'll show it from the end zone copy, but the scramble against Purdy is just unacceptable. That's the game right there, really. You look at it from this perspective. So I think this is when, and first of all, you don't tell the other team, if the other team's Trent Williams, that you're going to run a game. You don't look over and start doing the, because he knows. Like, it's, we play the whole game now. Now you're in a 2-I and you're going to run a TE. Like, I just can't tell you how easy this is for the tackle to pick up. And the problem is, if he knows it's coming, I just don't know. I'd have to go back and watch how much success they had on these. But, like, Trent Williams is going to drive like this. If you get selfish and try to arm over into the B gap, like, he's going to drive you back down because he's a good tackle. That's what good tackles do. I'm not him. I'm talking about any good tackle. They're just going to drive you back down. So you can't get selfish. Run, do what you're supposed to do, turn it into a bull, convert to the bull, but don't convert to bull in the gap. You're not going to win right here. That dude's a physical animal. So just a little bit of youth here gets you beat. Preston can't get back out. And then, I mean, for me, everyone says, oh, you know, we got to do this. And like, I'm kind of all or nothing on this play. You know, it's third and one. They're on the 6-yard line. They got 3 timeouts left. You know, you think, like, best case scenario, they don't do anything. Worst case scenario, they get a touchdown. We got to go. We got 3 timeouts and we got some time. Right. But the worst case scenario is they get, you know, first and goal on the 3. And with their offensive line, their fullback, their tight ends, their running back, their guy's ability to block at the wide receiver position. And you're going, now they got, you know, 2 minutes, first to go on the 3 to win the game. I don't like those odds. I'd much rather them go fourth down right here or get a touchdown and give us the ball back, which is end up what's happening here. So, for me, it's like shoot your shot. We take a chance here at the second level. Is that Quay? Yeah, Quay loads up. I don't know if he's in the right spot. Jonathan Owens is asked a lot here. Like, Jonathan Owens could probably try to wrap up tackler instead of doing whatever the hell that is. But, you know, tough sport. That's tough sport. So, let's see what I got wrong. Matchups. Jordan Love versus Pressure Lux. I thought we did a really good job identifying stuff. I think at the quarterback position, buying time. I don't think they had a sack. A lot of that has to do with the way we play offense. A lot of that has to do with, I think our offensive line did a great job, and it kind of forced them into the bowl. When you force them into the bowl, it's a slow death, and he got rid of the ball. He bought some time as well. There were some opportunities, certainly when we saw the secondary rock and roll. Like, he tried to take advantage of that one-on-one we showed early in the game when they dropped that backside safety into the hole. So he definitely took those chances. Did we convert on a lot of them? I think we converted a lot more on some stuff where guys are falling down. But, you know, mistakes, when I guess you say it this way. For the most part, when mistakes were made, Jordan Love found them and exploited them. And you got to be happy with that. Packers defensive play callers versus the Niners motion. Because these guys move so much, and I have in here because of Debo, you need to sort out what position is what, make adjustments on the move. I think I don't know if you ace the test, but, you know, if you're looking at the stats here, you know, they have 24 rushes, 115 yards, 24 for 115. So what's that? Just under 4 yards a carry, some 4.5 yards a carry. So, I mean, in this, to be honest with you, in this kind of game, and you have that one big breakout with a 39 yard run, I think in this kind of game, you probably look at that and you don't feel terrible about it, aside from the 39-yard touchdown. I think you feel pretty good about the way you played, where you played the run game, you know, and again, Debo's a big part of that, but I think we adjusted to the motion well. You know, Purdy's numbers are, you know, 23 for 39, 252, a touchdown. Like those, he's a good player with a good team who had a good day, right? A lot, you know, some yards after catch. I mean, all of that. But man, he's a really, really good football player. If it's good weather in San Francisco this week, I mean, you tell me they're not getting in the 30s and against that Detroit Lions passing defense, you're crazy. If they're not in the 30s this week, I would be shocked against that Detroit Lions team that honestly Baker Mayfield just carved up a little bit. Trenches, this is the battle of the third one, trenches. Playoffs, linemen win you games. You know, I thought, listen, I'm not going to sit here and say that the San Francisco 49ers defensive line is so good and they did such a good job and they're great. But I think for given what you have in our system, our scheme, and Aaron Jones, like you neutralize them with the offensive line. They did a really nice job. I think defensively, listen, I don't think number two happens without the D-line playing as well as they did and winning those one-on-one matchups, especially against the right side of their offensive line. Have to be happy with that. Have to be happy with the way our linebackers played at the line of scrimmage. You know, obviously there's always plays that you want back, but I'm just thinking in the totality of the game, you know, I think you have to be pretty satisfied with the job that those guys did, at least as a proxy for what you're looking at moving forward. Keys to victory, you take away the middle of the field. Yeah. He made some unbelievable throws to the between the hash marks. He made some unbelievable throws in between the hash marks, and we missed some tackles that led into just outside the hash, just coming inside out, that led a lot of yards after contact. Talked about Riley tackling the ball on checkdowns. Like, you know, I think there was too many of those plays that they got 10 yards when they only needed to get two. We have to continue to improve on that. Collapse the pocket. We did that. We just talked about it. We'll go to a new mother. I think Kenny Clark, Sean, I think all those guys played really well. And then make this another Aaron Jones game. You know, we said the 20 carry 100 plus. He only had 18. He had 100. I think he had 108 or 118 yards. So he got his yards on his carries. You always want him to see, like, for me, it's like give him more carries. Give him more and more and more and more and more. Especially the situation that we had with in this football game, and they did such. You think about the way the Packers start off. So long drive, long drive should have had the turnover after that, and then they get the ball back. Long drive again, and you're just thinking like, man, this again. The stars were aligned. The stars were aligned for this game. The Debo injury, the way the first quarter played out as far as time of possession, the score at halftime, just heading into the fourth quarter, you just think this is your game, and great game plan again from Matt LaFleur and the staff. You know, good execution. Just in the playoff, your big time players made big time plays. They just right now roster wise have more big time players who made big time plays. I mean, I think at the end of it, you just got to go, you know, Niners are the real deal. The only thing, if I was a Niners guy, I'd go, where's my cleat guy? Like, why don't we have a cleat guy? The Packers had the cleat thing figured out, and our guys are slipping all over the field. I don't understand how that works at all. So, you know, we talk about the entire season. I'll see if I can get some listener questions in before I go here. What am I doing here? All right, let's see if I got anything. Let's see if my internet works. Well, yeah, I think all the questions are going to be about the same thing. What do you think about the offseason? Let's get in the offseason with the off. Let's enjoy it. Let's just appreciate right now. This team really came together the last couple of weeks of the season. They're playing against, quite frankly, one of the better rosters in the National Football League. They almost won that game. I felt like they could have won that game. I felt like they probably should have won that game, and they probably feel like they should have won the game. But Christian McCaffrey makes a big play. George Kittle makes a couple big plays as far as runs after catch. Brock Purdy puts the ball in the right places, makes some huge throws on third down. Their stars beat our stars. That doesn't mean it's always going to be that way. But like we said in the beginning of the week, you know, this is hopefully a look at Green Bay. You know, I think it's hopefully you're looking into the future. What does your future look like? And certainly with the Niners and all the talent they have, the skill positions, the way they've built that game plan and the team around having that all pro at left tackle, it's really like the run game all pro more than, you know, maybe more than anything else. But having that position that can kind of take away that entire side of the line, then having those two unicorns in Juszczyk and Kittle, like, they've really done a good job of hiding what I would say some deficiencies at some other positions across that offensive line. And if you just think about and template that, I was just talking to one of my guys, you know, that's something where if the Green Bay Packers can continue to develop Zach Tom, Rashid Walker, if he's going to be the guy, continue to develop at the center position, at the right guard position, then you don't have any weaknesses. I think it's huge right now that you've gotten so much experience from so many young players at the tight end position, at the wide receiver position. I think that couldn't be a better way for this team to have played out this season, knowing that they weren't going to win a Super Bowl anyways, but just getting key players, a lot of time in key positions. And so, you know, as you look forward to next offseason, I think we'll probably start, you know, answering some of those questions as we move forward. But again, got to feel really good about the play of the offensive and defensive lines, the play of those skill position receivers. I think the resurgence of Jair over the last couple of weeks. I think you have an answer at one of the safeties with Jonathan Owens. I mean, you know, he's going to be on the team next year in what capacity, I'm not sure. I liked him in Houston. I like him here. You have some guys coming back from injury. I mean, you know, there's some questions around the defense. I think there just has to be some questions around the defense. I think everybody's got to feel really good about the offense. Maybe there's some positions here or there, but you got to feel really good about everything you're looking at when you look at the offense. And it's going to be just mission critical that these guys attack this offseason, you know, attack the way that they approach physical development, technical development, getting away from the game from a while, you know, listening to some new voices, some new mentors, some new learners, some new teachers, as far as what can I pick up, and, you know, making the most out of the opportunity that they have in front of them, because this future is bright for this team for sure. I don't know what the future looks like for this show because the season's over, and I'm going to turn this thing. I think we're going to turn this thing into a block party exclusively. We'll see how that goes, but thank you for listening for the whole year. We'll probably do a couple more, but I'm not sure what it's going to look like. Hit me up on Twitter, MikeWall68. I'll let you know. Yep.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.